The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
The machine gets an extra 2 minutes, and then we're just not talking to him. He's late. We're running late. We're running for the machine right now. We got to get him on here pretty darn soon. What do we do when we wait for the machine? Usually you drink. Can't do that.
What he's Serbia. Doing right now, wouldn't it be 5:26 p.m. or
well, it wouldn't be 5:26 a.m.
Right.
Be going the wrong direction. But yeah, that's the fun part about
happy hour.
He's in Serbia, and I said, weren't we bombing Serbia like a couple of years ago? And everyone in this room had no clue what the hell we were talking about. Like, what? We did what? And Brady's on his phone.
NATO bombed Serbia once.
And I'm like, which country were we at? We're so centered on American everything in our own little bubble. We didn't.
We've thrown a bomb over there.
Syria. That's what I was thinking of. Goddamn Syria.
Serbia. It's whatever it takes. It's over there somewhere.
I was pretty darn close with Serbia. Bert's on the line right now. Bert Kreischer is on the line. Hello, Bert. Are you there?
Did they tell you I was in Siberia or Serbia?
Well, I got confused and started to think, weren't we at war with Serbia? But that's Syria. We were just fighting Syria. I don't know anything about any
No. We were at war with Serbia also. What? I have heard that a lot since I've been here.
Really? That they don't like you because...
We threw a bomb over there.
Yeah, we've tossed bombs at everything.
Yeah. NATO. We were basically NATO at the time, and when Slobodan Milosevic was committing crimes against humanity, we came in and bombed like the Chinese embassy and a hospital. We bombed all the wrong things.
Yeah.
But that wasn't like that was in 99. We didn't have computers yet.
Yeah. I mean, that was back when you had to put pencil and paper to where you're putting a bomb.
Yeah,
dude at the bottom of the plane was just pushing him out of a hole. We didn't know what we were doing. And I love the Serbian history because Slobodan Milosevic and his wife stood there like they were going to the grocery store and then just got gunned down. That was planned. Like the did you ever see their firing squad death?
No.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
No, are you kidding me?
Yeah, they just put them out there in like a coat and one of those Russian hats.
Yeah, like they're going to the store.
And the two of them were together, and they're like, shoot them together. And they just they Bonnie and Clyde those two.
Here's the thing that kills me. Right. So we're here, and we see a dude with a Gabriella Princip shirt on, and as we all know, Gabriella Princip is the guy who shot the Franz Duke,
Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
World War I.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, that guy's wearing a terrorist shirt. And they're like, he's not a terrorist. He's a hero. And I was like, he's a hero? And they're like, oh, yeah, there's statues of him all over the place. And we're
really?
Like, shut up. So I've been in a hardcore Gabriella Princip phase, and all I'm doing is buying anything Gabriella Princip.
You dig it.
You getting a tattoo?
What's that? I'm going to get a tattoo. What he said when he died was like, they will hear our footsteps in the courtyard, in our show, like something like super ear. I mean, and the kid was 19 years old.
Yeah.
19 years old. Changed the world forever. I would argue, created the Holocaust, this kid.
That's true. It's actually, there's fact to that because it
never stopped.
Yeah, Germany stayed pissed off for like 40 years. Oh, that's fantastic. Dude,
I've been so into history. Here's the problem is I read one book about Hitler, right? And then all of a sudden I keep bringing up fun facts about Hitler unwarranted. Like people will be sitting there and be like, man, there's a lot of bees out. And I'll be like, oh, you know, Hitler's dad was a beekeeper. And they're like, what?
Well, is that true?
And they're like someone was wearing a Blondie shirt, you know, with Debbie Harry on it. And I go, Hitler's first dog's name was Blondie. And they're like, well, how do you know so much about Hitler? Are you an alt-right Nazi? And I was like, No, I'm just a big fan of the guy, you know.
I think you're confusing people. Hitler with Dagwood.
Yeah.
Was Hitler's dog named Blondie?
No. Hitler's dog was named Blondie, and I would argue that's why they named the band Blondie.
There we go.
Now we're digging. Now that's, well, think, we got to find that
think
out.
About it. Think about it. They had the Joy Division, right? The Joy Division was a band.
Yeah.
Joy Division was what they called the girls they'd send out to the Hitler youth. That was back then. Nazis weren't what they are today in the 70s, right?
Right.
They were like kind of cool to be like, it was like very punk to be pro-Nazi. So I wouldn't be shocked if Blondie, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I'm not being that serious. I would not be shocked if Blondie, this is how I promote dates.
Rob, I was just going to say, you've actually just promoted your date with saying it wasn't that, it was kind of cool to be a Nazi in the 70s. Hey, if you want to see, Bert, he's here at Celebrity Theater December 11th. Just 4 days after the day that we'll live in infamy, if you want to talk about that, which is fun. Tickets available at BertBertBert.com. But it was kind of like a... Yeah,
discounts
like,
if you're blonde hair and
that's
blue
right,
eyes.
That's right. Everybody Wait, who looks on. Like Hitler's
area. Are we talking about Pearl Harbor now? Because I have a lot of thoughts on Pearl Harbor. Too.
Okay, give it to me. What do you got? What's your first thought when I say Pearl Harbor?
Okay. This is really bad. This is,
I want
way,
it.
This is why dumb people shouldn't read. Because I mean, one book, Bill Burr sends me one book called Flyboys, and next thing you know, I'm at dinner going, you know, Japanese soldiers ate all the Americans. And I was like, wait, did you just call Japanese people cannibals? And I'm like, well, not all of them, but a lot of them. Now, dude. Pearl Harbor was a gangster move from Japan,
yep.
But they couldn't follow through. You know what that was? That was like in Dazed and Confused when the nerd hits the jock. The guy goes, "I came here to do two things: drink beer and kick ass." And I'm almost out of beer. And then what's his name? That actor that I don't know what his name is, but he's like the Jason Schwartz or something. I don't know what his name. But he punches the Mexican guy, and then the Mexican guy beats the crap out of him.
Yeah.
That was Pearl Harbor.
That is nowhere
is that
near
work for you guys?
No, not at all. There's nothing about that I can compare to Pearl Harbor. But
and then they partied.
I understand what you're saying. It's the guy who shouldn't have done it, did it, and then paid for it.
Oh, dude. Japan was like, first of all, Japan got screwed because they went through and conquered all these territories in China and Korea, and then all the white countries came in and they're like, "I'm sorry, you're not white. You can't take over territories. We'll take them over," and just took them from them. And then Japan's like, "Well, we're going to take over these islands, and then we're going to take over Australia. But if we're going to do that, we need to cripple American forces first and get rid of their naval threat, because Japan did not have a good naval threat." By the way, what am I doing?
I was just going to say, Bert. Last time we talked to you was about the Netflix special. This time, I kind of think you might be a World War II Axis sympathizer.
I'm a World War II Axis sympathizer.
Yeah.
Put that in my Wikipedia, please.
That should be the name of your tour. This Birdie Boy Relapse thing should be the World War II sympathizer tour, Axis of Evil. It could happen. You read too much. See, I do the same thing. When I start looking into something, I dive deep. And I try to find the weirdest information, like stuff that isn't taught in school. And that's why I hate Gandhi so much.
You find out history is depressing, too, when you find out the real stories.
You get into the real stories of, like, Gandhi and Mother Teresa.
Let's talk about Gandhi.
Awful human being.
That cuddler.
Yeah. He's a miserable man. Just a racist, horrible person.
First of all, Gandhi was very racist, and he used to lay with young girls naked. And not have sex with them. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah.
Sure, Gandhi, we all tried that.
Yeah.
Willpower. He was the master
of it.
He was
the original Jeffrey Epstein of India. Everybody knew it, and nobody did a thing. It's true. And Gandhi was horrible, and he's got,
The problem. Here's the problem with me is that I don't get offended. I really don't get offended.
Yeah.
And so things that would typically offend people, I find interesting or fascinating or funny. Like, last time I was in Arizona, I went in and did a drive-in in Arizona. I want to say it was outside Chandler, maybe, or maybe Prescott. Anyway,
it was Prescott.
Everyone had Trump flags, and so I go, "Hey, I would love a Trump flag." And everyone, all my management team's like, "Stay away from a Trump flag." And I was like, "Why? I don't care. Like, I didn't vote for the guy, but I don't mind having one of his flags.
Right.
Definitely in L.A." A Trump flag? Are you kidding me?
Hilarious.
So I bring a Trump flag home. I bring a Trump flag home. I put it up in our living room. My daughters and wife are hardcore Democrats, right? I'm not telling you what I am. I'm just telling you I bring a Trump flag home. I throw it up on their mantle, and my daughters and wife lose their minds. They're like, what do you have a Trump flag for? And I was like, I was just got back from Arizona. So
comes
I
with
forget,
it.
I forget the Trump flag's on my mantle, right? I get drunk, and I start watching Monday Night Football, and I start live streaming or Instagram storying the game.
Oh, right.
And all you see from my TV is a Trump 2020 flag underneath my TV, and the internet lost their minds. They were like, Bert's a Trump supporter. Bert, hang him. Kill him. You need to murder him. He's a Trump supporter. And I was like, I never mentioned it. I just left it up and was like, well, that's how we go down in history.
Yeah. If they only knew that you were really a Tojo supporter, it all would have been different. It
changed up.
If
get the rising
that,
sun.
Write and vote for Joe Rogan.
Right. Exactly. That's what I've done. I've written in Friends for that. So how is the drinking in Serbia?
It's great, man. Serbian wine doesn't have tannins in it. Nope. Have you ever had Fitvine? It's like the same. It's amazing. So you don't get hung over. So I drink a bottle of wine every day, go for a 5-mile run in the morning, lift weights, go to set, bang out my scenes, come home, bottle of wine, sunset, jog, do it all over again.
Nice. You're getting in great shape.
No, I'm still very fat. I'm probably the fattest I've ever been, and I'm putting it on a major motion picture, big screen in theaters.
Forever. When is the movie going to come out?
I think January. I'm not supposed to say that, but January.
Okay. You're not playing. How does this work? How does the machine work? Because this is a story about you in college.
Kind of.
Yeah.
It's a story. So when I went in and pitched it, they were like, if you could do one movie, what would it be? I was like, well, The Machine. And they're like, well, what's your hesitation? And I was like, I don't know. I'm afraid that. What if it's really good and then the Russian mafia kidnaps me? And the guy looked at me and he goes, sold. And I went, what? And he goes, that's the movie we're doing. I go, what? And he goes, you get kidnapped by the Russian mafia. He goes, it's Midnight Run meets The Hangover meets Godfather 2.
Beautiful.
And I was like, I don't follow. And he was like, you and your dad get kidnapped by the Russian mafia. You've got to retrace your steps and dot, 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 dot. And then we have flashback scenes like in The Godfather where we see young Bert doing all the bad stuff you did. And I was like, great. And so that's what we're shooting. We've been here 2.5 months. We have another month left of shooting.
Beautiful.
And
who's the love interest, Bert? You have to have a love interest in the movie. Who is it?
No. You know what's crazy? I have a different wife in it. So I got to kiss a different chick.
How was
first
that?
First chick I've kissed in 22 years, in 18 years.
Better or worse than your wife?
Way better. Way better.
She's trying. That's why she's getting paid.
It's like I'll tell you what it's like. It's like imagine if you had McDonald's every single day, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, someone gave you a smash burger, and you're like, oh, man, "That's a bad example." You know, say you had smash burger every single day. I just made that sound horrible.
It's all right. We'll live
and
with
then
it.
Someone gave you a filet and was like, "That's so much better. Look what you've been suffering on all these years."
Yeah. So, and do you think the girl likes kissing you for the movie? Who is it? Do we know her?
Nah, you can find her online. Her name's Stephanie. She's in my friends on Instagram. No, I don't think she liked kissing me. No, I don't think anyone did. I smoked a cigar. I didn't know we had a kissing scene, and I was smoking a cigar before it.
Man.
And I didn't know. I just didn't know.
Now, you were an integral part of this movie happening, the writing and everything else. You didn't put in, like, a sex scene? Like, Seth Rogen always did that for himself. Why don't you?
Yeah, I think I don't know. I know James Franco did, too. I think he got in trouble for it.
Yeah. I think you might be right. I don't know. Those days are
all
over.
All I'll tell you is my next movie will definitely have a sex scene.
Yeah.
I think I would enjoy shooting porn.
You think so? You know,
yeah.
I don't think
like
anybody.
If my wife would be cool with it. If I could make enough money on it, I would love shooting porn.
You would get an OnlyFans page. You should do that anyway and just beat off every once in a while behind the paywall.
Listen
no
for
one
the
wants
coins.
To see that. My biggest fear is that someone's going to get a hold of the camera on my computer and leak a video of me masturbating. Trust me when I say it will ruin my career. It'll be the saddest video, and you'll never be able to unsee my belly touching my thighs and me with that just glazed over look in my face.
And then where does it go?
Bird has left the building.
The worst part is the clothes when you finish on your own belly. And then you got to clean that up, and somebody's got to watch that whole thing.
On my belly?
You don't do that?
What am I in at camp?
Where do you go? Just right there in the middle of the...
Into a towel.
You have to set that up. It's got to be more spontaneous than that. You can't have, like, pre... Please. Right all over yourself.
Well, spontaneous, but it's not like... It's spontaneous, but it's not a one... Like, I go, I think I'm going to do this, and then I go... prepare myself. It doesn't just like take me over like, oh God, I just can't refuse my hand right now, and I'm just in the closet like, I didn't expect to be here. That's what's happening.
I wear a shirt with Dua Lipa on it. This is no joke. Her face is on it.
Dua Lipa. Yeah. Dua Lipa is Albanian.
Yeah, that's close. That's right. Do you have any facts about Albania and how we should have our lives more like them?
I do.
Okay,
Serbians
go.
What do you not got? Like Albanians.
Oh, they're in a fight, so they don't like Dua Lipa. You're getting no Dua Lipa music in Serbia.
No, it's interesting. They don't like Albanians, but they like Dua Lipa.
Really?
She's crossed the line.
She's an international sensation.
Art-wise, you can't deny her,
yeah.
But they're not fans of Albanians here
no
at all. They don't consider racist because they're white.
Because you can hate them because of the same look. Now, is there a reason why? Just too close.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure we can have someone call in and be like, here, you'll hear someone, okay, I swear of God, here is why they hate Albanians.
What's your least favorite part of Serbia so far?
Dress codes. Dress codes have been driving me nuts.
What do you
because,
mean?
Like, in L.A., you can wear, like, flip-flops and jeans in somewhere, or, like, if you're in a full-blown tracksuit, it's like in L.A., they're like, oh, it's fine.
Right.
But man, I have not been let into a lot of places because of dress codes, and I think sometimes they just see me being American. Like I got not let into a place the other day. They're like, "Sorry, no t-shirts." And I'm looking, and like nine guys wearing t-shirts. I go, "What about them?" And they're like, "They're different." And I'm like, "What?" And they're like, "They got here earlier
before like, the t-shirt."
So they've used dress. I've been not let into three different places because of dress codes.
And you think it's just purely because they don't like Americans or they don't like you.
I know for a fact, they were being anti-American. I know for a fact they were.
Yeah.
And then one place when a Serbian showed up, like one of our Serbian friends showed up, the Serbian said to them, "Oh no, it's okay, we're fine." And then they were like, "Okay, you guys can come in."
Really?
I don't know if it's. And by the way, Americans aren't super loved over here.
No.
Because of our, you know, Clinton.
Well, because of all the fire, yeah, we tended to blow up a lot of their stuff. Wow, that's crazy.
Bert, how's the food?
Yeah, and so how's the food?
Yeah,
amazing.
What
I've been eating like crazy. That's why I'm the fattest I've ever been.
What are they known for?
It's gonna sound. It's not gonna sound like it's kind of bizarre. It's ceviche. I forget what it's called. Ceviche or something, and it's like it looks like Jimmy Dean sausages with like a cream cheese on them, and then potatoes. Okay. They're really big into potatoes.
Brady just lost it in the towel.
He just lost one in the towel.
Way to go!
It's on my stomach.
Yeah,
now.
That's all over. He just finished on his tummy. Nothing you can do about that. And then you're going to come here right after the thing's done filming. You get everything ready. December 11th at Celebrity Theater. Bert Kreischer is going to be here. What else is going on? When's the last time you saw your family? You've been gone forever.
No, I haven't seen them in like 2.5 months. They went to Montana, and I bought a trip for us right after. So I thought right after COVID, we'll all go to Montana, and then they greenlit the movie, so I couldn't go on it. So they all took friends, and they went to Montana, and they're in Alabama right now.
They replaced
all having
you.
A great time.
Yeah, and do they?
They don't care.
All,
they don't care less. They don't. No one's texted me. No one's called me. My wife texts me every now and then. They don't
just
care.
Keep the trips yeah. coming.
Are you texting back? Or are you just busy kissing your co-star?
I'm texting like crazy, but our hours are off. So I call her in the middle of the night, and she's like, "I'm sleeping." And I was like, "Well, wake up, talk to me." Will not show me any skin on FaceTime.
You can't even get a little mutual action going on technology has made that so easy.
Yeah, neither of my daughters will do it. Isn't that crazy?
What?
I'm joking.
It would have been great if just one of them would have.
Yeah.
just yeah, the older right. one will do it. The younger one's still.
I try to get my wife to to give me a little something, and she just won't. She's like, I don't trust you. You're going to screen grab it.
Would you? Is she right?
Yeah, I definitely screen grab it. Yeah,
you're going to steal that. There's nothing wrong with that. Bert, anything else you need to tell us about this special that's coming up, or your movie, or what else is going on in your world?
No, I think we're going to do another season of Go Big Show.
Yeah.
The movie should be coming out in maybe January, I guess. It's going to be great, and I can't wait to get back on the road. I cannot wait to get back on the road.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you. Do you feel obligated after your Netflix show to vote for Caitlyn Jenner as governor of California?
Wait, Caitlyn Jenner? I'm out of the news. Caitlyn Jenner's running for governor?
You haven't heard this? Oh, my God, Serbia has no internet. Yes, Caitlyn Jenner's running for governor of California.
I just heard that Jake Paul beat Floyd Mayweather.
No, he didn't. No. Only in Serbia. And here in the United States, it was a wash the other way. And it was Logan Paul.
No, I'll vote for Caitlyn Jenner in a heartbeat. That means I got a shoe-in to the governor or pardon at least, right?
Right. You can get away with a ton of stuff because you're friends. That's perfect. Yeah, that's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
Bert, I want to see this movie, Something Fierce, because it sounds great and endlessly entertaining, Bert Kreischer.
It's been fun with Mark Hamill.
Oh, yeah, you got Mark Hamill in the movie,
it's
too.
It's been a blast.
What's he like?
Yeah, he plays my dad. It's been a blast. He's been like the most generous, sweetest guy in the world.
What do people mean? What do actors mean when they say that? Oh, he's so generous. He's just handing you money and like Star Wars figures? I don't know what that means.
No, it's like I go, what's Harrison Ford like? And like most people will be like, hey man, I really don't feel like talking about another guy, and he just will tell you everything you need to know. He was like, you know, Harrison wasn't supposed to be Han Solo. He was just doing a favor. He was a carpenter already and was doing a favor for George Lucas. And reading other sides for people, and I was like, what? And so he's like, he'll tell you anything you want to know about Star Wars, and you'd think, you know, it being as big as it is, and him being such a pivotal role, and him clearly having answered questions for 50 years about this movie, that he would be exhausted from it, but he's not. He's cool as crap about it.
Yeah. People are emailing me, by the way, saying Bert Beats on OnlyFans would be something they'd pay for.
If they will pay for it, I'll do it.
All right. We need to see this. I think if you just give it a test run. Just do an OnlyFans and say one day only and make it exclusive and say we do a Bert Beats. And then you could have Segura standing in the background.
How about if I shoot porn, but I do a face swap and it puts Tom Segura's face on it?
Perfect. Yeah. How about that? You do a beat with Tom Segura's face on it and just make it pathetic.
Yeah, I'll do that. That's not a bad idea.
Actually, I wonder what it would raise. You could say it's for charity or something, and then, you know, who knows what happens after that.
It'd be an epic two bears. Yeah,
no, I'll make it an MPF. What's it called? A VPF?
NFT. NFT. Non-fungible. Perfect. That's a brilliant idea.
I'll do an NFT of me masturbating, and then I'll have Tom's face on it.
Yeah. No one would have ever expected this to be a thing. But, yeah, exactly. Just you ruined Tom's life with your bad beats. I like that. Bert Beats would be a thing. I would pay for that, and I really don't even want to see this.
All right. Done. We know where we're making our next million, guys.
All right. Bert Kreischer, the Birdie Boy Relapse Tour, Saturday, December 11th at Celebrity Theater. Tickets available at BertBertBert.com. Any last words, Bert?
I love you guys with all my heart.
Oh, it's back at you, brother. Good luck with everything. We'll talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, see you later. There you go. Bert Kreischer, everybody, all the way from Serbia, filming The Machine, his new movie, and he's going to be here in December. He's always fun. And I would watch that.
Bert Beating or The Machine?
Well, I watch both. I want to see The Machine, but Bert Beating it on OnlyFans just sounds funny. I can look. And you know what's funny about that? People be like, you're gay, that's gay. You know when wieners I see in a day on porn and nobody, it's the same thing. Like, I watch guys do that all the time. In fact, sometimes I fast forward to the part where that's all that's happening, you know, where the guy's closing up shop and the girl's just sitting there asking for a drink, so to speak. So big deal. So it's Bert Kreischer. It's celebrities. You never get to see your celebrities whacking off. I watched Dave Ellison do it out of curiosity.
Oh, man.
You did, too.
I know.
So don't act like it's something.
No, I'm not calling the gay card. No, I'm not.
It's not gay. It's a curiosity. We never get to see our celebrities in those moments. Bert just looked at his watch.
Whew,
I don't know about all that. Anyway, Bert Kreischer. I mean, think all the wieners you see. Brady, you'd watch Bert Kreischer. We'd watch together and laugh hysterically.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
And Tom Segura's face over his as he's just pounding furiously into the camera. For charity?
For charity.
For elder abuse.
That'd be good cause.
Sure it would. This is so you'll never forget elder abuse. You want to talk awareness. How'd you learn about that? I don't want to talk about it. Bert Kreischer at Celebrity Theater December 11th. BertBertBert.com if you're interested in going. It's 98 KUPD. Thanks, Bert.
You were right, man. We should do this thing.
98 KUPD. You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.